Buck Creek cuts through the middle of Springfield. Trees line the banks, and in the warmer months, kayaking and other activities are common recreation. But there's a problem. During heavy rains, the sewage system gets overwhelmed.
So we get overflows of that untreated sewage and stormwater into Buck Creek. And as you can imagine, that's a big water quality nightmare.
Sky Shelley is the stormwater coordinator for Springfield. He says that's why the city has partnered with Wittenberg to create rain gardens. A rain garden has plants with deep roots that soak up water, which will help get rid of pollutants. What's more, he says, the city can turn vacant lots into these rain gardens.
So there's right now, you know, hundreds and hundreds of vacant lots in Springfield, and these need to be repurposed somehow. And what we're proposing to do is repurpose this to collect and store stormwater.
Shelley says the project could save Springfield millions of dollars in waste management costs. Wittenberg geology professor Sarah Fortner says her students are gaining hands-on experience and that the work could have an impact beyond Clark County.
This is part of a larger problem that's going on nationally, too, and so exploring these sort of community-scale projects is really a good way to solve the problem locally, but then also think about how you can expand that into other communities.
Fortner is seeking funding to continue and expand their environmental work. Meanwhile, Springfield will have a consultant look at improving its current sewage system. For WYSO, I'm Wayne Baker reporting.